finally, a programme about the future of English, what this might look and sound like in, say, 100 years' time. And this one's called Future Conditional.
Yes, you heard that announcer correctly. We'll be coming to that in a minute. This programme's called The Future Conditional, because in the absence of time travel, we can only look at current conditions to forecast what will become of our beloved, and some say benighted, English. If our words were truly exports, then we would be by far the wealthiest nation on the planet, and a good deal of the future of English is wrapped up in how our language continues to grow and change. Professor David Crystal is a linguist and broadcaster and an authority on the future of English. Professor Crystal, I rather naughtily suggested that our station announcer, our Radio 4 announcer, might change THs to Zs, because I know that that's one of the predictions you've made. Tongue-in-cheek, or quite seriously, do you think the th noise will go?
Well, tongue between teeth, you mean, rather than tongue-in-cheek. Well, it wouldn't be surprising if the TH eventually disappeared amongst, first of all, a lot of foreign learners who find it difficult to say, and eventually maybe amongst the majority of English speakers too. And the sounds that were around in Anglo-Saxon are no longer the sounds that are used today. Words like white, W-H-I-T-E, which was huite, with a H at the beginning in Anglo-Saxon, a very powerful H. That got lost, of course, in the Middle Ages, so that most people today say white, not white. What it will go to is the question. It could go to a z, like the Germans do, and they say, this is the interesting thing, and so on. But it could go to an F, you see, which is what the Cockneys have been doing for hundreds of years. I mean, there's no magic about the TH. It came along from Germanic, and one group in England decided they liked it, so they stuck with it. But look.